and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today. And in a moment, we're going to take you to London and speak with Brown & Hudson's Philippe Brown. But before we get to Philippe, however, we want to share that this portion of the program is sponsored by the team at LifeLock. Have you heard the news that another 32 million email accounts have been breached? This is on top of the previously announced 1.5 billion in recent years. Hackers used forged cookies to gain access to protected accounts, and the stolen information was posted for sale on the dark web late last year for $300,000. Identity theft is America's fastest growing crime. It happens when thieves use your information to pretend they're you. They can buy things on your credit, liquidate your bank accounts, and even get into your retirement funds. LifeLock scans hundreds of millions of transactions each second, and if they detect your information is being used, they'll send you an alert immediately. Best of all, if you ever have an issue, a U.S.-based agent will work to fix it. Certainly no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the best protection out there. Enrollment takes minutes, protection starts immediately, and memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Visit LifeLock.com today to save 10% when you sign up using promo code Rudy. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Rudy. You'll save 10%, or find a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
Our guest for the showcase segment today is Philippe Brown, the founder and chief visionary officer of the London-based bespoke travel company Brown & Hudson. Before embarking on a travel career, Philippe worked in advertising in both London and Paris, and a travel sabbatical turned into a new career for him. Today, Brown & Hudson builds customized personal travel experiences for vacationers around the world. Here to discuss just how personalized a trip can be is Philippe Brown.
Philippe, nice to have you back on the show with Mary and me. I know it's been a difficult week in London. You know, how are things with you and your team?
All is well here. Obviously, it's been a difficult week, but thank you for your thoughts. And otherwise, all is well.
Well, we're glad to hear that. So, you know, I looked before our broadcast today, and the last time we spoke, it was mid-November 2015, so a long time. But during that interview, we discussed Brown & Hudson's journey with no destination travel. Let's begin there. How's it going? Is this unique service that you created still as popular as ever, or has the business evolved for you?
Well, that particular service is attracting a great deal of interest. It's often been called surprise travel, although, of course, it's a great deal more than that. And as usual, we continue to think about how people can travel differently. And for the longest time, forever, people have gone places to see places and to follow guidebooks and recommendations from friends. But the mechanics of travel haven't really changed since time immemorial. And so we're constantly thinking, how can we play differently with travel so that people get more from it? And so we've been coming up with interesting new ideas to do that.
Well, okay. You know, and I will say we've certainly added many new stations to our lineup since 2015, Philippe, and today we're reaching over 300 weekly stations across the U.S. and Canada. So for those new listeners, give us a quick snapshot of what Surprise Travel or Journey with No Destination offers travelers.
Well, the premise of Journey with No Destination is that sometimes to get a great benefit from travel, you don't need to know where you're going. So what we do is we ask clients to tell us how they want to feel at the end of their journey. So someone might say, you know what, I want to have a renewed appreciation for where I come from and where I live. So what we do is we create events before they leave in their hometown, and then when they're traveling in country, that are going to help them, that are going to contribute to them feeling that way. And we guarantee that they will feel that way by the time we've finished with them, effectively. What we don't do is we don't tell them where they're going to go. And the reason is that the mental journey you have, if you don't know where you're going, is kind of interesting. You're constantly pondering, you know, what if it's Costa Rica? What if it's Newfoundland? How are those places?
Yeah, it's the excitement of it.
So that's basically the concept. It's surprise and it's making you think.
Philippe,
what we like to do.
Do you find that with these journeys that you offer that people cut back on their devices?
On some journeys, it's typically we interview all our clients before we create a trip for them. So that will come out of the interview process. So it might be that something we're hearing about is stress, is about the exhaustion that comes from being overloaded with information. And so, yes, it might come out in that interview, and that might be a big part of what we plan. So, you know, what's called a digital detox might be the focus.
Okay. So,
I think a lot of people could use that.
Yes, I know I certainly could. I'm sure many of us could. I'd like to talk about, or have you talk about, something that really caught my eye, the lives of others concept, which we did not discuss a year and a half ago. What does that mean for guest travelers, and can you give us a few specific examples?
Absolutely. So the idea was, I've been to Paris many, many times, and I kind of thought, how would it be to visit Paris without looking at any of the obvious sites or doing any of the obvious things? And often our clients have been to places, Florence, Paris, New York, several times, and they think, how can I rediscover this place in a new and original way? So our idea was to do exactly that. And for us, the starting point is often a dinner party. And through that dinner party with interesting people, we tee up an experience of Paris, Rome, or New York that is deeply rooted in the lives of regular people. Because what we found is that when you've traveled a great deal, you know, a cooking class or a wine tasting or this kind of tour, that kind of tour, kind of ends up feeling a bit samey. And so if you start with a dinner party and you meet interesting people, they might say, oh, well, let's go to lunch tomorrow. Yeah. I know this great little place. And that's the start of your very personal journey rooted in the lives of others.
Well, it's the interconnectivity.
I think I like that idea better than digital detox. Well, that's a fantastic
idea. Do both, Mary.
Yeah, okay, yes.
All right, so folks, I'm sorry, Philippe, I was just going to reintroduce you, so just hold 1 second. You know, if you are just tuning in and you're wondering again who Mary and I were speaking with, it's Philippe Brown. He's the founder of the travel company Brown & Hudson. So, Mary, you were going to say?
Yes, so Philippe, let's talk a little bit about volunteerism, which is a big buzzword these days. People wanting to give back in some form to some sort of community while they're on vacation. We certainly see this as a trend here in the States. Are you seeing this as well when travelers look to book with you?
Yes, it's something that there's a greater sense of a need to give back. Our clientele is generally extremely fortunate, and something they're always thinking about in big ways or small ways is how to instill the sense of giving back to their children. So that tends to be a dynamic we see more and more, and that can be done in small ways, whether it's building, helping reconstruct houses in different parts of the world, or sharing of time and sharing of experiences from back home to a place that's dying to know what back home is like. So,
right.
Giving back is important.
Let's build on that a little bit, because I think there's so much noise and clutter that's out there in the travel world. I know when Mary and I, when we travel, in general, not always, but in general, if it's in a brochure, we really don't care about it, because everyone knows about it and anyone can do it. You know, we're fans, frankly, of personalized travel. We like, you know, niche or niche, depending on your preference, type of travel. So,
yeah.
Philippe, are we outliers, or do you think that most travelers are seeking the unique and the esoteric?
I think you are leading the trend.
Trendsetters, all right, Mary.
absolutely, you're absolutely trendsetters. I think as people travel more and more, the experience they've had in Peru ends up or could become comparable to what happens in Vietnam, because travel companies, unfortunately, don't. The mold is very similar, and the way travel is structured is very similar. It's tours, it's visits. And so what is needed is people who are willing to say, I'm not going to involve a travel person in your trip. I'm going to involve a real person. And they're a little bit quirky.
Right.
And they won't be quite, you know, guide-like with you, but they'll be different and true and honest. So you're absolutely right.
Well,
the outlier approach is the one.
I think we want something that's unique. That's clearly, so that's more memorable to us. But I want to talk about some of the macro trends that you're seeing right now in travel. I mean, you're based in London, clearly a major travel destination. We're here in the New York area, perhaps the travel mecca. I mean, give us some of the current and emerging trends you're seeing, and you've got a little over a minute to tell us that.
Well, interesting, you mentioned London, but one of the biggest trends we're seeing is the desire, which connects to digital detox, the idea that people want to get off the beaten track, but seriously off the beaten track. And so you see increasingly expedition shows where people like Bear Grylls or others are going far out of their way, and people want some of that adventure and challenge. They sometimes don't want the discomfort. So we're seeing more and more people say they want to go far, but they want to do it comfortably. So that's why we developed the concept of a Luxpedition. Again, it's connected to kind of digital detox, people wanting to get away. And then just generally, clients are relating to us more as they would to their financial advisor. They're talking about long-term plans and a curriculum of travel, often where kids are concerned. And that is a relationship we love. It's longer term and it's smart.
Now, and that's an investment, obviously, in travel that goes across just one particular trip. So we like that. Philippe, once again, it was a pleasure. Let's please make sure it's not another 18 months that's going to pass before we speak again, all right?
It's always a pleasure. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Philippe.
All right, just released Philippe Mary. Interesting. I like Philippe. We're going to have him back and really get into
some of the more specifics about some of the trips that he organizes. Yeah.
And folks, if what Philippe discussed with you, if it connected with you or you're interested in it, check out the website. It's just brownandhudson.com, brownandhudson.com. And if you haven't done so already, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, but the show is really just getting started, and there's so much more ahead. You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries. Segment 3 is next. Don't touch that channel.
Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.